No sense talking about weather. You know what's been done. Another winter in northern Minnesota just passed, technically. The equinox came and went. We are tilting toward the sun, into the warmth. Sure, the air is still cold. Sure, the wind still blows. Sure, we're encased in ice. Still. For some time, too. Sure, all of that is true, but what's to say about the weather? You're going to curse it? Now? After all this? No sense in talking about weather. People want to know how you survive a thing like this, this winter, this long, greedy winter that took November from fall and March from spring, this long winter that might take more, this long winter that cannot be called dead until green flags fly from every tree branch. People want to know how we survived and why. On one hand, such a simple answer. You dress in layers. You cover your skin. You mind the conditions before you go outside. The end. But we all know that's not the answer. Not the real answer. Because the layers you wear go all the way past the skin, into your heart and mind. You dress in emotional layers, too. In a winter like this, we dress for extremes of all kinds. We tighten the scarf for depression. You can't mess around with that one. Get out of bed. Get your clothes on. A wicking layer keeps us from sweating too much during the joyful times. Joy can turn quick. You must retain your joy and cover it up when the winds change. You might need joy to last you a good long time. If you leave your joy out in the open, though, it will freeze. And frozen joy is depression. See above. You've got to find a project, a winter project. Some people like skiing, snowshoeing, snowmobiling, and the like. You folks know what to do. But for the rest of us, idle thought drags us down to a frozen dungeon without proper planning. Some of us write our way through times like this. We are the mad ones. Writing in winter is like construction in winter. Harder, more necessary. All this fades now. Winter is over, almost. The zipper is ajar. Water moves. The earth tilts toward the sun. It is true. This is happening now.